Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ding!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents a beat poem about the elderly.
Adult diapers, diaper garments, depend undergarment. Under what? Underneath the bloomers, underneath the pants, underneath the years of urinary control, lie a piss-soaked reminder of our age. Under the garment, bowel control, can't control the flow of feces, the flow of time. Time is a fleeting thing, fleeting, fleet, fleet enema. Sometimes you can't go, sometimes the flow slows. You need that enema to regain control. But there is no control. A reminder lies underneath. Under the garment. Depend. Undergarment. When you walk, when you roll, when you feel that loss of control slashing in your pants. A mixture of piss and shit. The stink of the elderly wafts about and lets everyone around you know you're no longer in control. Control of the flow. All that piss leaks out, those farts squeak out, that rancid shit reeks out under the garment. Last days on earth, the indignity of it all. Some Mexican nurse wiping your ass, smearing it on that toilet paper. The canvas for your bowel movement art. The brown streaks and the lines, some are bold and some are fine. A fecal masterpiece, a Jackson poo lick. Look at those deep stains caused by that chocolate rain. It's an anal punami, a category 5 turdicane. Out of your ass and into your pants, your underpants, your undergarment. Ask yourself, does it matter? Does anyone care? Does any of this mean anything? The answer lies in your pants, your underpants, your undergarments. The answer is depends.
Hey, freaks, it's Sunday, January 26, 2020. We are doing another voicemail show today as we try to catch up. Hope to get through all of November and into December. Plus, for Sideshow Freaks, we've got bonus content. Yes, it's an extended show today.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Look at around the edge. Use your teeth and nibble on.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right, back here doing a weekend show. Thought it would be a good time to play some more voicemails, try to catch up. We're still in November, so we're a couple months behind. Hope to blow through at least a month of them today, so we'll get into that in just a second. I did want to mention, if you are looking for new Distorted View content, if you're Sideshow members, this is an extended program, and I've got a bunch of audio that I want to share with you, so we'll get into that a little bit later after we say goodbye to the free side. So right now, though, let's get into some voicemails. We begin with area code 480.
Hey, Boos. Spiral House Order. So, like most folks, I've abandoned television and the movie theaters. I enjoy a lot of YouTube and computer crap.
Yeah. I do watch a lot of YouTube. I bet I watch more YouTube than even, like, Netflix. And it's not just for finding content for Distorted View Daily. I'm talking about for leisure. Let's see what I have in my history here. I have a bunch of LGR videos, which is Lazy Game Review. Although he doesn't do a lot of game reviews anymore. He, like, just finds, like, old, weird pieces of technology and talks about them and shows them off and stuff. Oh, I was watching a bunch of old, like, 90s MTV stuff, like Kennedy hosting Alternative Nation and Headbangers Ball. Also in my history list here, a bunch of Justin Armistead videos. He's this big, fat, gay guy who does mukbang videos in his car. He'll just, like, go. It's just an excuse for a fat person to eat, you know, in front of the camera, right? I'm making a YouTube video. He always gets, like, a gallon of sweet tea or something. So I play a lot. I don't know why. I think I hate watch those videos.
Hey, honeys. All right, what we're doing today, we're doing good old Burger King versus McDonald's sweet tea. So we're going to test out, see which tea is the better.
Which tea is the better? He is so incredibly dumb. He loves his sweet tea, though. Like most 400-pound monstrosities.
Just makes my pussy throb just thinking about it. God.
He is gay. I mean, he's obviously gay.
What the hell? Honey, I'm full-blown gay, okay? I love dick.
The real reason I watch Justin is because sometimes he has his uncle with him when they go, you know, through the drive-thru and do these, you know, doing these mukbangs and stuff. And his uncle, you can't understand a fucking word he's saying, and I don't really think he even likes Justin.
We got Uncle Frank with us. Hey, Uncle! Woo-woo!
Nothing from Uncle Frank there.
All right, honeys, we're about to go to Captain D's. You know, we gotta love the D.
Captain D is, like, fish, right? Seafood.
So, we're about
fast food seafood, which is just a gross thought.
Go there. I'm going to probably get some fish tacos. I heard they're brand new. You okay, Unc?
Again, silence.
Lobster roll right here. Hey, Frank, you want a lobster roll?
Eat later.
You want a lobster roll?
No, I don't think I want now.
Fine.
I'm mesmerized by this stupid stuff. And I love that he says, Hwa! H-H-W-H-W-H-Y. Ho-ho-wa! And then there's Frank like, I don't know, before I eat, you know, I'm going to eat the food.
What are you doing?
I don't know. What's this
thing going
to do?
He sounds like Boomhauer. By the way, a bee has flown into the car.
Honey, come on.
Don't.
Come on now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Now, honey, I ain't talking about bottoming all day, honey. Shit. I'm going to, you know, go to the movies, get me something to eat, you know. I ain't going to be doing this shit 24/7.
I will let you stick your dick in me for 10 or 15 minutes, but then we got to eat. I'm hungry. Finish whatever you're doing. Sorry, I'm all over the place here with Justin sound clips and then the video of him freaking out over the bees.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck it. That's still my fucking food. I'm going to kick every damn yellow jacket ass.
Okay. What you got?
No, it stays put. What the hell are you doing? What the hell? What the fuck are you doing, Frank?
Frank
I can't stay down.
Why?
I can't stay down.
Frank is driving away.
Oh, my God.
They're going to be up there.
They're going to be up there.
Shit.
Down on come far right now. They're going to get in that bottom part, and a fly are going to be, you know, bee going to fly on
my. I'm worried about my food over here. You worry about the damn window. Shit. But my food, hell, I pay $9 for this shit. You worry about some damn, read the window down. Hell.
So, what's the point of me playing this? Oh, yeah, to show you what I watch when I'm not recording the show, when I'm just leisurely viewing YouTube videos. You know, they say we are in a new golden age of television with all of the streaming options. A lot of great shows to watch, and this is what I waste my time viewing. Yes.
Not as much as my podcast through you daily. So anyways. Oh.
What is he talking about? Smile him, fucker. Merely mentioned television, and I was off and running. 10 minutes later, let's get back to his call.
I hate the fucking YouTube videos where you just look at their face, right? They're just talking for fucking... It's a 27-minute video of their face talking to you the whole time. Like, dude, give me some images, some visuals.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to you talk. But a lot of them do very good. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start my own YouTube channel. Viral Ham calls his mother, right? And it's just me talking to my mom. It's mostly me listening and going, yeah, I got to go. You know, but it'd be like, you know, 27-minute videos of me going, well, I love you too. I got to go, though. Oh, I think the mailman's here. I got to go. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I love talking to my mom on the phone. It's good to hear her. The new thing is, though, it takes her a really long time to pick up the phone. So the answering machine always picks up first. And so I know there's like probably 50 messages on her voicemail because she doesn't delete these things. And they're all like, hey, mom, it's Tim. I know you might be walking to the phone right now. So I'm going to stall. I'm going to wait a few minutes and talk. And yeah, so we're just waiting now. Maybe you're going to pick up the phone here. Maybe you're sleeping or taking a bath. Maybe you're not even home. It's taking quite a while. So I just wanted to call and see how you're doing. Okay, well, I guess you're not there, so I'm going to go. And then just as I'm getting ready to hang up, she's like, "Tap, tap. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. I'm here. I was just sleeping." I'm like, "You don't have to wake up for this. Run to the phone." Well, she didn't run. You don't have to shuffle to the phone. Or you could just call. She never calls me, by the way. I always have to call her. So you always just call me whenever, you know, whenever you're free. But yeah, that's the new routine when I call my mom.
Tim, Rob from Texas here. I am calling as a Sideshow member, but not a patron. Yet. So I guess I'm the most relevant person to be talking about this. You fucking people need to get the fuck over yourselves demanding Tim give you all of the content just because you're fucking Sideshow members. The Sideshow is the membership to, yeah, sure, extra content, but here's the thing.
Your passport to pleasure, the Sideshow.
He didn't take anything away from you fuckers, or us fuckers.
Yes.
When he did the Patreon stuff, he didn't take anything away. He created even more content for another type of, you know, paywall, whatever you want to call it.
Right. Well, that was the idea. I can understand. Look, we've gone over this many times. I can understand why Sideshow members are upset because they think all exclusive stuff should be for Sideshow members. And my thinking was, well, I'll do stuff that's not for Distorted View, like not Distorted View stuff, and then we'll do the patron thing and add just a few little perks for that. And but I think we got it all straightened out.
Hello.
Okay, you know what? I don't have time for this. There are too many voicemails to get to for, you know, bullshit shenanigans.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. So I'm listening to day before Thanksgiving show, and Little Lady Cat Lady called in.
Surprise,
and,
surprise.
You know, sure. I've always kind of liked her voice anyway.
Oh, then you're attracted to women with cleft palates or something, or holes in their throat. I don't know what the fuck is Love Lady Cat Lady has, but, you know, she had that mouth cancer, and there are some holes somewhere in there.
She said mustard, and her pronunciation of it was mustard. And because of that, coupled with the sexiness of her voice, I really want to bang the shit out of her now.
Well, mustard was the way I would pronounce mustard on the show. So if you like the way it's pronounced, I started that, and you're more than welcome to fuck me.
I mean, I would.
You want that now, huh?
All up in that.
If it's just about the way someone says mustard,
pussy,
I can really turn you on.
Yeah. So look, full of juice.
How about this? Meowness. Bananas, salmon, Parmesan cheese, Worcestershire. You know, Worcestershire sauce. It's great on steaks. Another dude who wants to fuck Love Lady Cat Lady. Great. No one ever calls into the voicemail line wanting to fuck me.
Hey, Tim, this is Davide. I just called in and left a message. You might play that one. Who knows? I wanted to actually inform you, though, and I've called before about it, but I've never heard it on the show. Maybe you played it on the Sideshow, and I just missed that one. The lady that you were playing in the Texas House of Representatives having talk about anal sex with Warren, I can't remember Warren's last name and all that, that is actually my stepmother.
We played your voicemail on the show. Maybe it was a Sideshow exclusive podcast, but yeah, we played that. It was pretty cool.
When that all happened, and if you at all wanted to, I talked to her about it because I was like, I heard you on the show in July. She would actually do like a little interview why she had to do all that.
Well, because it's because Texas is so fucking ass backwards when it comes to all this stuff, right? All right, let's see if we can come up with some questions for her. I'm more interested in the way you pronounce your name. Is it really David or is it David and you just want to be a pretentious dick? Like those assholes named Thomas who go by Thom. I don't like that. I don't like when I have to say a name that makes it sound like I have a speech impediment. Hi, can I please speak with Thom? Is Thom there? Do not care for that nonsense at all. All right, next up here.
Hey, Timbo, this is Rabbi Nickel. Were you and Joey just roommates, or was that your way of staying in the closet? Always curious about that.
No, we were just friends. Joey is a big homosexual. Big homosexual. I've told this many times on the show. When we were growing up, I was actually afraid. He was the friend that I was most afraid to come out to because I was afraid he wasn't going to take it very well. Come to find out, he does take it well.
Now, honey, I ain't talking about bottoming all day, honey.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. He takes it well up the asshole. Asshole. He's like a little baby. And you know, little babies love to play with their asshole. I remember, like, the day that I came out to Joey, because I had already told all my friends over the course of, I don't know, however many months it was or weeks or whatever. And I was like, look, I'm really nervous about telling Joe, so I would like you to all be there. So it was like we were ganging up on Joe. I mean, I didn't think he was going to do anything. I mean, you know, even though I didn't think Joe was gay, he was still a pussy. I mean, you know, I wasn't afraid he was going to go, like, fly off the handle and attack me. I just wanted the moral support of my friends. So we all went out to eat, and it was like the Last Supper. It was like this long table. I don't know why I did it in a public place like that with all my friends. We ordered our food, and we were eating, and I'm like, ahem. This was like a toast. Clink, clink, clink. I stood up. I have something to say. Something that everyone except for one of you knows. And then I announced. I made a big proclamation. Let it be known that on this day, July 17th, 1997, henceforth I will only be sucking dick. Something like that. I don't know. And then I remember that afterwards, I went to the bathroom. Not because I was emotional or anything. I just had to pee. I was like, all right, you guys can discuss. You can talk about me now behind my back. So I like left, and then Joe followed me for some hot restroom sex. No, that did not happen either. But he did follow me, and he was like, hey, just want you to know, aside from everyone, that everything is cool between us. We're still friends or whatever. And after our big dinner, the Last Supper, you know, one of the friends that was there at the event at the dinner was my friend Brian. And he said, why don't we all go back to my place and we'll watch movies or something. So we were all going to Brian's house from the restaurant, and I had driven my car. Joe must have gotten a ride to the restaurant with someone else because he tapped on my window in the car and was like, hey, can I ride with you over to Brian's? And I said, sure. And that's when he came out to me. And not once did the thought pop in my head, oh, we should totally try fucking. Like, you're gay, I'm gay. You like dick, I have a dick. I like dick, you have a dick. All the pieces fit. Let's give this a shot. No, never. I think it's partly because Joey and I at that point, we were, I think, 17 at the time when we came out to one another. But we had known each other since, you know, seventh grade. We're 12, 13 years old. So it's like Joey's like my brother. Oddly enough, I have slept with my real brother. I sucked his dick real good. Even stranger, I have yet to come out to him. All right. Next voicemail.
Happy Thanksgiving, faggot.
Perfect timing on that one. Thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, this is Solid. Calling in. Checking with you. I was listening to the November 25th, 2019 show. You were talking about... Scumhook called in. And he was talking about how he knew that guy in that news report. Well, something similar happened to me quite a few years ago. I used to work at a bar. I've been working there for about 10 years. Until I quit. But there was a guy there, his name was Mike. He came in on a motorcycle all the time, and he was kind of a brusque kind of guy, and he would always have like some hard words to say. But overall, he was a really dude. After I quit that place, maybe about 2 years later, I find out that this guy his name was Mike, he got nabbed for an unsolved murder back in 1971. And strangely enough, the victim looked strangely like the general manager there at the time. So I thought that was pretty flipped out.
Well, you know, the murder happened in the 70s. I'm not saying that that decade excuses what he did. You know, everyone was out of their mind in the 1970s. No, but, you know, it was a long time. The dude has cooled down, mellowed since that murder. We always think of murderers. You know, when we read about murderers or watch a documentary about a murderer, we're like, oh, my God, this guy was a monster. Yeah, but he wasn't a monster all the time. Think about you. You know, some days you have good days and bad days. Even murderers can do nice things. Holding doors open for old ladies, donating to charities. Very few people are 100% evil. You know what I mean? That's all. On the flip side, people that you see as saintly, ones who can do no wrong, let's say Tom Hanks. Everyone loves Tom Hanks. You know, over the course of his life, he's had to have done some shitty things. Kicked a pigeon once or twice. Maybe he's driving and someone cut him off and he said the N-word under his breath. No one is 100% good or 100% evil. All right, that's all. Except for me. I'm 100% evil. All right, a couple more voicemails here.
Hey, Tim.
By the way, we're officially into December now. Ta-da!
Hey, Tim. It's Sideshow Freak Hentai Harrison Ford here. Just with a couple of things to say. First of all, you're talking about the voicemails today and Sideshow members or people on the Discord talking about you and the voicemails. I think the way that you do the voicemails is fine. Like I've said before, I call into the regular voicemail, but I have the ability to call into the Patreon voicemail. I really don't care. I think it's fine the way that you do it.
Most people don't care. Some people do. They're like, I called in and it's 3 months later and I still haven't heard my fucking, like, what I had to say is no longer relevant. So I get it. And I also understand that a lot of people don't care. But I think there's a happy medium. Again, you know, being behind 3 or 4 months is a little excessive. So that's why we're doing these voicemail shows to catch up.
Yeah, that's about it on that. Do what you want to do. I trust you.
I do what I want.
People aren't happy with the way you do things. I guess they have a right.
I don't care what my mama says. I'm going to have a baby.
Complain and voice.
What is Victoria up to? Victoria from the best episode of the Maury Povich Show ever. I didn't have sex with one, not two, but three different guys. I had sex with men on my mom's bed. That to me was the most disturbing part of her entire story. Gross. I mean, gross isn't the fact that she's 15 having sex with men to get pregnant, stealing stuff to give to her unborn baby. It's like, you live at home, right? You have your own bedroom. Why would you sleep on your mom's bed? You know, when I went up to Ashtabula, my mom told me, go tonight, you'll sleep in my bed. I mean, she wasn't gonna be, she was like, I'll sleep on the couch. I'm like, no, mom, I'm not gonna make you sleep on the couch. She was like, no. She's like, I stay up super late anyway. I've been falling asleep on the couch. You just go to sleep on my bed. And I'm like, really? This is what you really want? And, you know, the couch in the living room is a pullout. You know, you can pull it out and turn it into a bed. But, and I was like, well, I don't mind sleeping on the couch. And she said, no, you sleep on my bed. And I felt so weird sleeping on her bed. Like, it was kind of gross. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, it's very clean. There's nothing weird going on. Like, my mom's not shitting the bed or bleeding in the bed or something. It was just strange. You know, it's got like my mom's smell or perfume, but you know, it's got like scents on it. Like, you know, it's clean, but it's just like, I don't know. It wasn't right. And then, by the way, I woke up in the morning and my mom had turned the couch into a bed and she was like, no, never again. I can't do this. You got to sleep on the couch. I need my bed. I'm like, yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. My mom's bedroom is decorated and furnished so weird. It's like time stopped in 1992. She's got this thing over her bed. Mirrors, not on the ceiling. Don't be gross. But like above the headboard, it's... there are three mirrors, right? It's like an art piece almost. There's like a skinny long mirror and then like a longer piece and then another skinny. So there's like three panels. They're all mirrors and they've got like black, some sort of like black painted design on it. It's almost like a fan. And then the middle piece has a clock in the middle. It's so 80s. It's like like a gold frame with like black fan. It's really bizarre. I took a picture of it when I was up in Ashtabula and I posted it on Twitter. I'll try to find it and make it today's featured image if you care to see that. And then her bed is just like, it's not rickety, but I like a sturdy bed, like wood. Hers is all like brass, and like rods and stuff. It's just, I don't like it at all. It just seems very dated. I don't ever want to sleep on her bed again. What brought this up? Oh, the Victoria thing. Yeah, Victoria was on an episode of Maury. She's my favorite girl from that show. And I just looked it up. Apparently, Victoria returned to the Maury Povich Show just a few years ago. Well, April of 2018.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says.
I'm gonna have a baby.
I'm gonna adjust my baby in all brand names, and if I can't support it, then I guess I'm gonna steal it.
Oh, stealing those clothes. All right, so here is the update, I guess.
Buddy, here's Victoria.
She's all grown up. Let me fast forward here. I don't like it when the audience actually applauds for people.
How are you doing?
Doing amazing.
And by the way, you have some exciting news about your life.
I'm pregnant again, Maury.
Yeah. What do you want to tell everybody?
I'm still married, same baby daddy, all five of my kids.
All five of your kids.
Five kids, wow. And what could the news be? That she's going to be a grandmother?
By the way.
Probably.
Besides having five kids.
My 13-year-old just got pregnant, following in her mama's footsteps. I'm so proud.
You have a... What's your job?
I'm a registered nurse.
Oh, wow.
I don't like this episode. I like the trashy episodes. I want Maury to be like, so, what are you doing now? And Victoria's like, I mainly look through dumpsters. I try to find beer bottles that I can get recycling money for to buy and shoot up Guatemalan mud. Oh, that sounds nice. Well, we've got a surprise for you. Is it cat Valium? No, it's not cat Valium. It's your daughter. She's live via satellite fucking a dude on your bed. Say hi to Turpentina. I mean, she does deserve awful kids, right? I mean, she put her mom through so much. I hope Victoria here is dealing with some problem children. Well, there you go. Everything turned out okay for Victoria. I would be lying to you if I said I wasn't at least a little disappointed. All right, I think we've got a little more from the voicemail here where this all came from.
I feel like I have, but if I haven't, 4chan and Reddit. You talk about 4chan a lot sometimes as if it's like, you know, this god-awful place, which it is, but like it just okay. Surprises me that you're not more into it, because in my opinion, it's the only social media platform where you can really be as free as you want to be. You know, the only big rules are about like pedophilia and basically, you know, things that break the law, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. I guess I don't know enough about 4chan or have visited it enough. I've seen posts, you know, I've been there a handful of times. I hate the design. I think it's god awful ugly. I get it's kind of like bare bones, but God, they could do a little something, right? Jazz it up a little bit. Bring it into this decade. I get on there just for a second or two, and I'm like, this is unreadable. I can't follow any of these fucking threads. But so I'll give it another shot, because if there's content, that's the important thing, right? I'm always looking for good content. What boards, or is that what they're called, or sections or whatever, should I be looking at? Give me a list. Give me a starting point. I bet a lot of great content is found deep in the annals of 4chan, and so I'm willing to spelunk. Give me some 4chan tips, though. All right, next up here.
Jagu, Team Boo, with Edgelord Trash, friendly neighborhood driver / contracted Amazon delivery driver. Just calling in.
I know your real name. I see it right there.
Gonna give a big, hearty fuck you to literally everyone
who's ordering Amazon.
Who's ordering from Amazon between...
This is your job, dude.
Hey, Black Friday, and...
Blame Amazon for their amazing deals!
Oh, the end of this week, which would be...
Does Amazon give you, like, holiday pay for Black Friday? Because, I mean, that is, like... That's some miserable shit you're dealing with. Like, she get time and a half or something.
I don't know. Anyway, who gives a shit? Fuck you. I hate you all in a very, each in a unique and creative manner. Before I go, I did want to tell you one other thing. Did you know that Wing was on South Park?
Hey, today I was just driving around Cincinnati and I found a sign for Wing. It was I think it's like Wing Dentistry or something. I took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter if you want to see that. Wing was on an episode of South Park. Has Wing produced any new music? I think like Spotify and iTunes or Apple or whatever, they've been pulling Wing's music off, which is really sad. I'm looking on her Wikipedia page. Does it mention that she was on South Park? Yeah, it was. She got started on South Park. Oh, look, in 2015, Wing announced that she retired from the musical business via her official website. Oh, that is so sad. Last I knew, she was working with that one guy, Rappy McRapperson or something. Here's a little bit of Wing singing Highway to Hell. Season take that on the runway wrong. Asking nothing. Wing is at least entertaining. You know, most Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees are just painful to listen to. Wing is at least sweet. Thank you very much, Wing, for your years of entertainment. Enjoy retirement. All right, we're going to end it right there. Guys, thank you so much for checking out the Sunday Voicemail Show. Remember, if you're Sideshow members, stick around for bonus content. I've got some audio that I want to play for you and a bunch of dumb stuff. If you're not Sideshow members yet, sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Membership's very inexpensive. Only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, bye, everybody!